I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carapa, the creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. After several years of climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I waved goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success and embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. With an aim to help positively change the way you think one healthy conversation at a time, during these solo episodes, I'll share stories, insights, and practical tips and tools that I hope inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, gratitude, manifestation, spirituality, and powerful mindset practices. If you want to remove limiting beliefs, have the confidence to embrace fear, and know that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams, then buckle up because you are in exactly the right place. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I'm so, so happy you're here. I'm so grateful for the support these solo episodes have been receiving and I'm loving all the messages from you on Instagram. It really is the fuel to my fire. So thank you so much. Today's episode is actually going to be quite short and sweet and it's something I've been thinking about a lot lately. And I guess this topic in particular has been really heightened for me in my mind since having my daughter or my first child. However, it really sparked me, I guess, to come on here and talk about it after an experience I had a few weeks ago. My daughter, Georgia, and I went to the Gold Coast for a very quick, jam-packed few days. I was there for some podcast interviews and I was attending the launch of WellWeb. My mum kindly joined us for the 3 days to help out with Georgia. So on the day we were flying home, I had the event in the morning and then was flying home with Georgia by myself. So I was a little bit anxious the first time on a plane with a very active toddler by myself, but she ended up being an absolute superstar, which I was very grateful for. Anyway, when we got to the airport, the flight that we were scheduled to be on, we'd actually been pushed off. They said they'd overbooked it. So thanks for that, Virgin. Definitely not a happy customer here. But anyway, the flight we ended up getting moved to was an hour later and then it actually got delayed by 40 minutes. And so when we were boarding the plane, it was actually what would usually be George's dinner time. So, you know, we got on the plane, she was super active. She was just like running around up and down the aisles, making new friends. It was actually really cute, but it was intense as well. And so she kept wanting to go into the service area, like where the air hostess sit and, you know, like serve all the food and stuff from. And so me being me, like I was, you know, trying to be quite chatty and friendly to them because George is like, they're turning all the knobs of things and playing with their shoes and all these things that a toddler does. However, they really weren't giving me much. And, you know, I was quite exhausted from the day that I'd had and I started to get really frustrated. And I was just thinking, like, are you serious? Like, how are you acting like this to me when I'm the one that's being pushed off my flight and, you know, here I am with a toddler? And then I had this moment of catching myself and I thought, Maddie, you have no idea what these ladies are going through or how their day might have been. So I decided to shift my energy and I started to chat to them a lot more kindly and a lot more like me in a normal situation. And, you know, as the conversations progressed and, you know, one of the ladies started opening up a little bit more, it actually turned out that she never usually works night shifts, but, you know, at this point in time, she'd been doing 5 days straight, all of late nights. And as a result, she'd actually been away from her daughter. By the end of the conversation, my whole perspective towards her energy and her shortness towards me changed. And I was feeling like, oh, of course she's going to be short with me. She's exhausted. And she's probably feeling like she would love to be in my situation where she's traveling for her work with her daughter instead of having to leave her. And in that moment, it just really quickly reminded me why it is so important to lead with love and compassion. So this episode is more, I guess, of just a gentle reminder to always bring your sparkle, to be kind, to show love, because you never ever know what someone is going through. I actually love the quote, and I'm sure you've heard it, but I love the quote that everyone is fighting a battle you know nothing about. And I feel like the more that we can remind ourselves when we're in situations where we're getting frustrated or brought down by someone's energy is just that quick shift of, you know, that quote can be such a beautiful mindset shift of you actually don't know what this person is going through, what they're fighting in their own mind. So let's be kind. You know, I do feel like that is a really beautiful and great mindset shift to have. And it's a positive one. You know, the more that we can be aware of those reactions and those feelings, like I had towards that lady of frustration and like, oh, you know, almost me playing the victim, the more that we can bring awareness to those and make that mindset shift, the better the human experience will be. So I feel like this practice can also be, you know, really useful, I guess, if you are being served by someone at the supermarket who you might think is being a little rude, and I put rude in like air quotations, or next time like a waiter serves you a meal that's incorrect, just please remember that we are all human. We are all doing our absolute best. And just because you might interpret something one way, it doesn't mean the person ever intended for it to be that way. A really easy way to do this is before reacting to take a moment, a breath, and just imagine yourself in that person's shoes for a moment. Remind yourself that they're human too. You don't know anything about them, their day, what their current situations are, or what they might be dealing with. You know, in hindsight, that's exactly what I should have done in the start, you know, when this lady was being what I thought was a little bit ruder to me. You know, I should have just taken that moment to put myself in her shoes, but instead I let it almost fester into something or manifest into something that it wasn't, and I allowed it to have a direct impact on my emotions and how I was feeling. We'll be right back after this healthy break. I'm so excited to let you know my new healthy guides, free to download now from the Healthy Hustlers website. These guides have been developed based on the most popular topics that I get asked about. I believe by incorporating them into your daily lives, these powerful practices can help strengthen your intuition, connect with your soul, and harness your inner power. What you can expect: a beginner's guide to meditation featuring my top tips and easy ways to start practicing meditation today, gratitude and manifestation exercises with my favorite gratitude practices and powerful exercises for manifesting your dream life, as well as self-care rituals and mantras, including 10 easy self-care rituals you can inject into your daily life, and an intro into using mantras to overcome limiting beliefs, transforming your thoughts, and creating a fresh perspective, as well as powerful journaling prompts, a kickstart into your journaling practice to help you connect with your soul and unlock your true potential. I'm always looking for new and exciting ways to support you guys on your health and well-being journey, so I really hope these can help. You can download your free healthy guides now from the Healthy Hustlers website or by simply clicking the link in the show notes after this episode. I think another tip, you know, like I ended up doing in that situation, was take a moment to learn a little bit more about their situation. You know, why might they be reacting this way? I find that by doing this, the person actually feels seen, and it's like they're able to let go of that negative energy they are projecting, because they almost feel, oh, I've been heard, I've been seen, like this isn't that bad. And I think that's a really, really beautiful thing to be able to do. After I had the conversation actually with the air hostess about her missing her own daughter and I guess showing that compassion towards her situation, she was so kind, and she, you know, said to me, oh, should I try and get you some warm milk from business class? You can put it in your daughter's bottle for landing, and it might really help to comfort her during the landing, because the baby's ears can get quite sore. And, you know, it was such a beautiful thing for me to be able to experience that, I guess, interaction go from something that was well, that I was allowing to create negative energy in me, to shifting into a space where hopefully she felt, you know, seen and heard and understood, and ended up having such a kind gesture to me that really helped me in that situation. You know, Georgia loved having her bottle for landing, and it probably would have been a really rough landing if I didn't have that. So, you know, really having those positive mindset shifts and being able to put ourselves in people's shoes is so powerful. And, you know, it has such a positive result on both parties. You know, she felt so much better about the situation, I'm sure, and so did I. And another great reminder is, you know, the more that we are coming from a place of love and kindness, the more likely we actually are to receive that. So if I'm ever on a phone call to a service center, or, you know, the call centers, or say I'm at the airport with a customer service team and they're not giving me the answer I want, and I can really feel, you know, myself getting super frustrated, a great little strategy that I've adapted that I find quite useful to quickly reinforce that your frustration is not their fault and to take ownership over your own emotions is by simply saying, like, I understand this is not your fault and you are doing your job. However, it's making me feel X, Y, and Z, which is why I'm reacting this way. I find by doing this, it's almost like this gentle reminder, this gentle mindset shift for yourself to just take a breath and to calm down. It's like it almost takes them away from being the problem and you being the victim, and it almost puts you both back on this even playing field where you can speak more calmly and kindly and try to create the best result for both parties. So I feel like, yeah, that's definitely a strategy that has worked well for me in the past. You know, I can definitely get super frustrated super quickly. So having these little mindset shifts are so powerful and so useful. And by doing them, you end up getting such a better result. You know, the person is actually more willing to help you and want to assist you than if your frustration is just going through the roof and you're making them feel like the problem or the issue, or they're not doing their job properly. So, you know, I just truly believe that the more people on this earth that are leading from a place of love and compassion, the more beautiful our time on this earth will be. So, like I said, this is just a really short, sharp episode today, but it was sparked by that experience I did have on the plane. And I just wanted to share it as a gentle reminder to, yeah, always be kind and to always take a moment to put yourself in other people's shoes. You know, empathy is such a powerful trait, and the more that we can be showing that as humans, the better this world will honestly be. So I hope you got something out of this episode. Like always, if you did enjoy it, I would love you to leave a 5-star review. And if you want to hang out or chat further, you can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Carafa. Otherwise, I'll see you next week for another episode. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.